This year marks the 500th anniversary of Leonardo da Vinci's death. There have been major exhibits around the world devoted to his artistic work, from the Metropolitan in New York to the Queen's Gallery in Buckingham Palace. But da Vinci was also a scholar in science and engineering, who, as his drawings show us, was obsessed with seeing if man could fly. Here and Now's Anna Benstead traveled to Florence, Italy, to find the spot where the original Renaissance man is said to have tested his flying machines.
At the summit now, out of the trees, and a view right back over Florence, there are a few picnic tables up here, and some notice boards with plenty of text in Italian and English. This is called Piazza Leonardo da Vinci because...
È stato il primo esperimento di volo ad essere stato documentato dallo stesso Leonardo nel codice del volo, manoscritto che può essere considerato come la summa dei pensieri di Leonardo sul volo, ma non solo.
That's my husband Lino, reading from the board that here was the first flight experiment to have been documented by Leonardo himself in the Codex of Flight. But the word legend is also in that text on the board. So did Da Vinci, more than 500 years ago, build some sort of flying machine and take off from the top of this very hill? The answer would require a trip down the hill to the Science Museum in Florence. The Museo Galileo, a treasure trove of exhibits connected to the history of science. Professor Paolo Galuzzi is its director. He's a highly regarded scholar of Leonardo's scientific output and president of the National Committee marking this year's 500th anniversary of Leonardo's death. I cut to the chase.
So tell me, did Leonardo actually fly?
No, I don't think so.
Oh no, how disappointing. But wait, there's more.
I think that Leonardo possibly used one of his assistants to do the job. Was pretty dangerous, in fact, and the legend reports that this man was called Zoroastro from Peretola, from a suburb of Florence, had some accident and some consequence. So Leonardo was a bright guy, didn't risk himself.
But not very kind to his assistant.
Not very kind, but I mean, he was already a very high recognized master, and so he had lots of assistant, and this kind of job generally is the assistant job.
So perhaps some human-powered flight after all, just not by Leonardo himself. But how did Leonardo get to this point, in which a jump from Monte Ceceri was more than just a leap of faith?
Well, everybody believes that his invention has been the flying machine with beating wings, which is wrong. I think he started with that, in fact, but he soon realized that was never going to work because the relation between the force of man and the weight of the machine was improbable, and no man would have been able to have the power to lift that kind of heavy machine from ground. So he make a change, and his strategy became that of observing the flight of birds and trying to emulate the way in which birds were flying.
Da Vinci went to the markets and bought dozens of birds, and he kept a diary with hundreds of entries on aviation anatomy. He was observing the birds to understand the dynamics of their flight. Professor Galuzzi says that, as far as we know, nobody before him had ever tried to do that.
He was especially focusing on large birds, like man would be, and not on small birds. And he noticed that those kind of, like the birds of prey, do not use so much wings.
Leonardo observed that in order to fly, birds take advantage of winds and air currents, and that led him to understand it wouldn't be a machine with beating wings that would take man aloft.
But was rather what we would call today a glider. It was empowering the human body with appropriate appendices that would make him more similar to a bird.
So the final scholarly word from Professor Galuzzi on Leonardo and flight?
It is possible. No evidence, but it's possible. We have drawings of this glider by Leonardo, and these are absolutely plausible. This kind of apparatus should work once that the conditions are appropriate.
Good enough for me. I can go back to the top of Monte Ceceri and stand in wonder at the thought that Leonardo might have perched here some 500 years ago, ready to launch, all right, not himself, but his assistant, on a flying machine inspired by the birds he could see soaring above him, centuries before a successful flight was formally recorded. This Renaissance man used his brilliance and careful research to work out how humans could spread their wings. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Benstead, reporting from Florence, Italy.